It's just funny.
Every morning.
It's consistently good.
I'll drink to that.
It's the Heidi and Frank Show.
Now. On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. It's 8:32. That means we are 8 minutes away from the AC/DC ticket giveaway. You're like, what? If you just started listening this week, they say people don't listen every single day. I'm like, how's that possible? But if you only listen on Wednesdays at 8:30, well, you're just in time for the AC/DC ticket giveaway. It's going to be at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, August 1st. And I will give you your cue to call in 7 minutes now to be caller 40. You'll win the tickets, and then for everybody who's already called in and won tickets at 8:40, you'll be in a drawing for the grand prize, which is a two-night stay at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino and a $150 gas card. I know. It's impressive. So yeah. In the meantime, to kill time until we get to the AC/DC ticket giveaway, I saw a story about a woman turning down her boyfriend's public marriage proposal because he got her a $900 ring from Walmart, and he... I apparently knew she didn't want that, and online, the comments under the news story, people were kind of split. They're saying the woman was totally justified for, you know, refusing and making, you know, saying no and the reason, while others are saying that the guy dodged a bullet. You know, thank God she did this now, and you didn't walk down the aisle, and she said no. So you've had the break to think about it, Heidi.
Oh, okay. So many thoughts. Number one, I was lucky enough to be proposed to. I said yes. I have no idea where my wife got my engagement ring or how much my engagement ring cost. And it's none of my business. That is what she chose to give me. I have no idea.
You've never taken it to a jeweler
never.
To see like what it's worth?
Nope. And I clean it with a toothbrush and some toothpaste. So I don't even leave it anywhere to get cleaned. So I don't know where she got it or how much it was.
I heard diamond L's, they dissolve in toothpaste. So I'd be careful.
Oh, damn it. That's why that's starting
the
to
The old diamond L.
No, yeah. Because I didn't care. It's what it symbolized.
Was there
it's
a diamond not, at least?
Yeah.
Was it large?
It was like more of a diamond band kind of a thing. Not like a solitaire ring, you know.
So that was the engagement ring? Oh, so you don't have a wedding ring and an engagement ring?
I don't have
that
a
are,
set.
They're melded together when you get married.
No. And then I got at our 10-year anniversary, I got a new ring, even simpler than the original. She didn't upgrade.
What, with 10 diamonds on it?
Yeah. And so...
That's center square.
Well, you know, we opposites don't attract, I guess. We're the same.
What'd you get her?
What could I do for the...
For the
you know what? We actually... What we did
tenure.
Is we got each other essentially the same ring.
I got without her. Talking to each other?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you like piña coladas...
Oh, boy. Yep.
It's mm-hmm. you.
It's you. We did.
So when you opened... You didn't know, but the boxes had to be the same size. Were they wrapped?
She opened hers, and I was so excited to give it to her. And I was like, oh, my God, is that just beautiful? And put it on, and she goes, oh, well, open yours.
the same like, ring. Yeah. Was one slightly better? Did you do better than her in the slightly ring selection?
No, I think they're pretty much the same.
Oh, wow.
I did get her platinum, and I think she got me silver. No, they're both platinum. But that's
right,
my
so what
point,
is your is opinion
that,
about this?
Is that, number one, that's disgusting that it was. She's only going to say yes because of a certain ring. Who cares? It's what it symbolizes. So that's how I feel about on the first half of that. On the second half of that, I agree with the people who said he dodged a bullet. Because if she's worried about that, the only reason she wants to marry you is because of a cool ring. That ring's fun for a little while, and then all of a sudden you're with this person. Is he a good man? Is he a good partner? Is he a good friend? Like, that's the stuff that matters. A ring, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. When you're in a marriage, a ring is nothing.
Well, I mean, the thought process in your ring, the reason it didn't have, like, a big gemstone on it is because that would hurt too much.
Well, it goes on my left hand, and I'm a righty.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't know it was like, you know, you don't want it to catch snags. You know
I'd be
saying?
Like, hang on a second here, honey. I'm swole. Let me get this off.
It's just, it's almost like ribbed. Almost, it almost ribs your
All
fingers
right.
now instead of
now
like,
we're ready. Now we're ready.
All right, so you're saying you dodged a bullet. You're on that. You're on that camp.
Run for the hills, dude. She showed you exactly who she is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you, in your story, you didn't know, didn't expect, never went once ring shopping.
Huh.
Never even stopped by the window outside of a jewelry store in a mall and said,
"Oh, that was nice.
Look at that." That you never.
I never dog-eared a page in Bride magazine.
Okay, okay, okay.
No.
So, complete surprise. You hadn't. Mm-hmm. She said that he knew that she didn't want that.
I wonder.
So it
if
sounds
she said
like there was some pregame on the ring shopping, and they went to Walmart and.
Here's how I think that went down, Frank. They were at Walmart one day. They walked by the jewelry counter, and he was like, "Hey, babe. Hey, babe. Hey, how about I get you one of those?" And she goes, "Oh my God, you never like I would ever no."
Right, and so then he did it anyway.
Oh.
So is she justified?
Yeah, I think she dodged the bullet. Honestly, yeah, because I mean, one of the requirements was just don't go to Walmart to get the ring. He could have gone anywhere else. I mean, he could still get a pretty decent cheap ring somewhere. But she said, "Don't go to Walmart."
How does she know where
get
he
this
went?
Ring.
That's like, why I'm thinking.
Was it
they went shopping. She saw this ring. She knows it's $900. And she says, "No, I really don't like that one." So, like, he didn't listen to what she likes and doesn't like. And maybe she liked another ring that was also $900. I don't know if that's even pertinent to the story, but it says in the story that she's like, he got, like, I wanted the round one. I don't want the emerald cut one. I told you that. How could you mess this up? This is like a big moment. And you made it a public thing, forcing me to say yes. And I didn't want that ring. So, what? Are you doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See,
you
okay.
moron.
Yeah.
Here's the thing where I will say about the listening. That is important. That part is important. I think I don't want to get too hung up in the money of it, because if it's a beautiful ring, who cares how much it cost? The not listening, I mean, I get that, where he's like, "Oh no, you never even said what you want." It's like, "Oh, how many times did I say princess cut?" I don't know. But
like, it didn't mean that much to him when they were actually shopping for it. She was trying them on and she's like, "Do you like that one?" She's like, "No."
It meant a lot to her, and he wasn't listening.
He wasn't paying attention.
But it's so where
he was looking at his phone, watching when we were young videos.
Forever young
videos. All right, we got some text coming in. It says maybe he wanted an out. Ooh, this is the coward's way out. Instead of just telling her, you make her so mad at you, she calls it off and never wants to marry you and see you again. So you're like, "Oh, thank God."
Oh.
The guy probably got that cheap ring as a test. And if she passed the test, he might have had a better ring waiting for her when they got home. Good for him, though. No one ever does that.
No,
that's a great story, but no one's buying two rings and a $900 prop. Come on.
We can take the prop back, maybe. Be like, yeah, hey, Walmart. She said no. Can I bring this back?
Oh, it is the 840. I got some phone lines open for the AC/DC tickets. So you think this guy's really upset and he could use that $900 to buy someone to do some dirty deeds done dirt cheap? Oh, $900 is not dirt cheap, but I mean, I guess to get rid of your wife it would be. Hopefully he didn't stay with her. Johnny defending her? He doesn't listen to the stuff his own wife says.
Now, see, I have a question for you, Johnny. So when you proposed...
Yeah. By the way, it's my anniversary today. 14
years. Oh, my God!
Well,
since the day happy
anniversary.
I do.
You got married on 11-12-11.
11-12-11.
Why not 11-11-11?
Yeah. It was a Friday.
Yeah.
People look down at that kind of stuff, you know?
Friday
if you
weddings?
If you have a Friday or a Sunday wedding.
Were you going for 11-11-11?
People talk to you about all the time. Was I going for it? I really wanted to do it on 11-11-11.
That would have been cool.
But I had other plans that day, so I was like, can't do it.
So when you proposed, did she dog ear pages for you, Johnny? And did you know what she wanted? Or did you just go, I think I know her well enough after all these years to know what she would like?
No, I did know exactly what she wanted. Yeah.
Yeah, she's the type to go, "I want this one. Get me this, Johnny."
Yeah. We went and like looked at rings and it was like, "I like this about this ring and I like this about this ring." And I did pay attention to that because that is a big thing. That's something that's going to be sitting on your finger for hopefully the rest of your life.
Like your wife.
You know what I mean? You know, and she listened to what I had to say too. I mean, my mind is, I mean, it's just a, you know, small ring, but I wanted the tungsten because I didn't want it to get all scratched up. I wanted it to stay, you know, very nice.
And that's the original ring from your wedding day?
And that's the original. No, actually, it's not the original ring. Kind of. It was the ring that I took for our honeymoon because I didn't want to lose the original ring from our wedding day.
My God. What? Talk about rich people problems.
You got I mean, multiple how many? Rings? See, Frank, people do buy multiple rings.
This is $20. This is a $20 ring. But the ring she got me has, like, the engraving of our, you know.
But you don't wear it.
What activity were you doing on your honeymoon that you thought you'd lose the ring? Okay, never mind.
Swimming. Swimming.
Come on, push, honey, push.
We were in the Dominican Republic. I didn't want to lose it in the ocean somewhere.
Oh, man.
On the first day, so. All right. But I listened. I did. That's the one thing you should probably listen to. She tells me to take out the garbage. I'm not listening.
Huh?
Somebody says, hopefully he didn't stay with her. Talking about the guy in the story who bought his... his girlfriend, a $900 ring from Walmart, and did a public marriage proposal, and apparently he knew that she didn't want that particular ring, and she said no. And so people are like, what side do you on? Is she justified? Because like, he's like, you don't listen, it's not what I want, you're not ever going to give me what I want, so if you can't get this right, what's the rest of our lives going
to
look like?
You know what, I think they both, and if we're going to look at it that way, then yes, it's good. They both dodged a bullet, and we shouldn't be together anymore. You don't listen, and you're too hung up on what kind of ring you want. As opposed to being married to me, a really good man.
AC bought the same engagement ring from Walmart. Hello, AC.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know what this ring? I mean, because I said $900, you know exactly what it is.
$978. I bought the same exact one.
And did it work? Did she say yes?
Oh yes, she said yes. It's beautiful. It's a nice ring. So I don't know what she's going crazy about, but I do poop a brick every time we walk by the case at Walmart with my wife. So. I hope she doesn't see it.
She doesn't know.
I hope she doesn't see it. Do you think if she found out you got it at Walmart, she'd be upset?
Well, she asked me if I got it from Kohl's, and I told her no. She was emphatic that I didn't get it from a pawn shop, which was my original goal. But once I told her that, we almost broke up after that. But so instead of a pawn shop, I just went to Walmart. I saw it one day, and you know, I had the gun in my back, so I had to do it.
Oh. She's pregnant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had the gun in his
pack. Oh, no.
No, he robbed the place. He had a gun in his pack pocket, and he robbed the place and stole the ring. AC, do you want to go to a concert?
Do you have an iPhone 7?
No. iPhone 7. Oh. That the brand new ones?
I can give him an iPhone 7. Yeah. I think we got one in a drawer.
I got one in a side drawer someplace.
I'll take it like the iPods. But, yes, I'll go to any concert you guys have. Stagecoach would be great.
I don't have Stagecoach. Jesus Christ. I'm going to send you to see.
He's really shooting his shot.
Yes. At the YouTube Theater, okay? I'm going to send you yes because she said yes.
Great. Thank you guys so much. I love you guys.
Thank you, AC. You stay at home.
iPhone 7. Aren't we on like a 14 now?
17.
I think 17. Yeah,
17. He's 10. It's an old, outdated phone.
I mean, you've been to Costco. You walk by that jewelry at Costco. That stuff's nice. I mean, in my opinion, it looks good.
She dodged a bullet, not because of the ring or anything. It's because he made a public proposal. I think public proposals are complete trash. If your guy asks you to marry him in front of other people, say no. It should be between you and him because this is a bond that you and him are making. This horrible legal agreement you're making with each other is between you two and the government. Okay? You don't need to be presenting it to feel like someone's got to say yes, to pressure them into saying yes. Public proposals are lame, and whoever does them are losers.
I do what?
Like, oh, Renee, thank you for confirming what
Renee,
I'm saying,
Renee. Did you do it at a Dodger game?
No, I did. I did it at Disneyland, though, right in front of Snow White's castle.
Well,
no one's ever done that before.
Well, no.
How original.
There's the difference of being in public.
Right.
And you were just talking to her, and nobody gives a damn walking around you, and you happen to be. I'm talking about where it's like, all right, everybody, like Jumbotron, or, you know, you're at a party, and you're like,
It's Christmas Eve. The whole family.
Ding, 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 ding. I have something to say. You know, like when you're making it public, you just went out in public and did it. Yeah, right. You don't have to do it in the privacy of your own home. I'm just saying. Yeah, people weren't paying attention though, right?
I mean, people did see us and they stopped and they're like, "Oh my God!" I got down on my knee.
Okay,
right there.
You did.
I would be your Prince Charming.
Yeah,
you're my prince. Did you say something stupid like you're my princess?
Renee. No, but I had my ring in the backpack. She had no idea.
Yeah, you totally did. Don't, then, what'd you say? What'd you say?
And then we were at Snow White's well right there by the castle, and I said, there's a wish. Make a wish down the well. And she was like, okay. And then I pulled out the ring. I pretended like I was tying my shoe. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And then I had it. I like pulled it out. And then I was like, ta-da.
You said ta-da?
Renee. Oh. And she still says yes. Yes.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Sherry. Sweet angel.
Yeah.
Did she expect it?
No, she had no idea.
So you never went ring shopping like maybe this couple did? You never,
well,
you know?
Yeah, we looked at rings for sure, but she didn't know that like I was going to buy this particular ring.
But did she see this ring before you bought it?
Nope. Nope. I went to Zales on my own, and I like kind of browsed around. But I know her style, so like I knew that she would like this.
And how'd you know the
it's
size?
It's got
how'd
three
you know
diamonds
size?
For past, present, and future.
Oh Renee. God.
And it totally made her melt.
Ta-dum. She's like,
oh. I do like that, though. The past, present, and future.
She was like, oh, melted. Yes, I'll marry you.
And did people start cheering because she said yes? And they were like around you at the pool clapping?
Yeah, no one really cared.
No one cared.
No, no.
Oh, boy, man.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Johnny, yours was in private, right? It was just in your apartment?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mine was always going to be private. But I had her family waiting, so they all flew out to show up and, yeah.
After she said
yes. Oh, so
after
you basically did yes. a public thing because it's the family. Like, yeah. In front of people.
Yeah. No.
No, he proposed and then
she said yes, and then I opened the door and everybody came in and she was super excited because everybody was there.
Oh, okay. So it was a private moment.
It was a private moment.
Okay. You're not a total loser.
No. And I did not go to Zales. I had mine custom made.
Johnny.
Yes. I drew it out first. I designed it.
You are a good drawer.
I drew it out and then I gave it to a jeweler and they made it.
Which one? The swap meet? Swap meet.
Yeah, you go down to the jewelry district right here. You got period. Some people who can do stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. That's a good place to have
it. Yeah, it is.
909 says, Renee's proposal to his wife was, would you like to ride It's a Small World for the rest of your life?
Oh.
She said yes, by the way.
Yeah. Jordan, did you do a private proposal?
Yeah, mine was just in our apartment on a Tuesday.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah, just the two of us.
I think when mine was in the house, and I was like, well, I guess we're going to do it.
How romantic.
I'm like, thanks for letting your health insurance run out.
Having this kid and everything.
I know. It's like, how did you, you didn't pay the bill? Jesus Christ. All right, I guess we got to do it. Will you? You want to? Sure. Bitch. And then that's pretty much how it went down. Uh-huh. I didn't have a ring or anything at the time. I don't think I ever got her a ring.
Yeah, I proposed with a $10 wire ring that I got at a local little craft shop.
In Venice?
No, in Long Beach, but just like a little craft shop.
Yeah.
And we were walking by one day, and she saw it, and she was like, oh, that's really cool. So then I got that.
You went back.
Yeah, I got that, and that's what we're started.
562 says, Frank is totally official. Renee is lame. Zale's totally gay. Sorry, Heidi. Love you guys.
What's that? Why sorry, Heidi?
Meaning what? Gay. It's like, yeah. He's like, don't be offended by the gay thing. It's like, this is totally gay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine. I live in a cool world.
She understands, like, what gay is, what gay is, okay?
You don't mean gay. You mean gay, like,
yeah,
that's
stuff can be gay without being
not that gays are lame, but it just means lame. You know?
Yeah, you know.
It used to mean happy. Gay used to mean happy.
Right.
We'll have a gay old time.
Yeah, Flintstones gay. Frank, you're selling me, just like my husband. I guess we're going to do it. But it was just me and her, and it was like, the situation of the time, and it was like, it was like, well, we're in this, you know, guess we're going to do it. And then we had somebody come in the backyard. We went online, found somebody who has the ability to do it, and they showed up at the house, this woman with her retarded son, and he and my dog, Montana, were basically my groomsmen.
I don't think that counts. I don't think you're married.
I don't know that you're married.
Why? Because the witness was my dog?
Your dog and a retarded kid. Yeah, I don't think it counts.
Well, that's why my dog had to sign it.
That's adorable. It's just paw print on there.
Yeah, it's just a paw print on there. Okay. It is me and my wife and my daughter all holding hands in the backyard.
But this is
the sky is beautiful that day. It's like red. It looked like the Aurora Borealis in Kansas. What?
You need to calm down over here because that was you and your wife. But your first wife, I guarantee you went overboard. You simply are forgetting about that.
Yeah. Well, I totally forgot about
that. That ring was probably about $50,000.
Yeah, let's backtrack there. He was going to drive up to his special place in Montana. There was two old people there that he was doing it in front of.
Have I told that story? All right, let's get some traffic. Enough about me.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.